I hope all's well in Bray. I used to go to Bray as kids. I used to pull the one-armed bandits in those days. I was more interested in that bit of fun than on the beach, would you believe?
Still a lovely place to visit, I have to say. The seafront is gorgeous.
Yeah, no. At the prom, they've done a lot of work here on the prom and all that. Sure, it's great, yeah.
And how are things in your neck of the woods in Kenmare?
We're grand. We had a very good July and August. The country was great. The west coast, I have to say. They all staycations and came over to see us and it was great. Town was busy and continuing. So we have a dull day here. There's rain about to start, I'd say, any minute, and it's coming your way.
I was amongst the staycationers in July and August in Kenmare. Would you believe I ate in the boathouse?
Yeah, my brother's place. That's right. Yeah, I was very busy. You know, it was kind of like little manic. And then we were short, we won't say short of tables, but we couldn't use all our tables. And it was all quite complicated.
When I was there, I also took a sneaky walk, I hope you don't mind, at the back of your hotel down to the lakes. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's the sea now, Dave. Don't be saying the lake.
Oh, sorry.
The
all right.
The lake.
Okay.
So Sister Mary Joseph in the local school will be very disappointed with your geography.
I feel a fool now, Francis.
the sea ends of our garden, and Kenmare, Cian Mara, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Cian Mara, the head of the sea, and our garden meets the head of the sea in Kenmare.
My own grandparents are actually from Castle Island, not a million miles away, I suppose.
All right, yeah, no, not up in Castle Island. We own a laundry in Castle Island.
I want to go right back. I want to go pre-Kerry. I want to go back to when you started keeping a diary, Francis.
That's a long time back now. That was 1966 in Kappa Hospital in Finglas there in Dublin. I was in it for about 5 to 6 months at that time on a big operation job because I had a bad leg. And somebody, I don't know who, I often wonder, people wouldn't remember. But somebody gave me a diary, and I kept the diary. And I wrote in the diary, the first entry in the diary is, Fossil Circus came to visit and did a show. And from that one, two, three lines, wherever it was in the diary, it's a tiny little diary at the time, I can tell you that I remember the man walking around the ward with a see-through plastic bag with clown's noses, and they put a red nose on all the patients, all right? And all I could think of is, where would you get all of those noses? Every single night of my life, I write a diary ever since then. So I have 50, whatever it is, that I'm upstairs, 54 and 55 I'm upstairs. And, you know, people say to me, you know, sometimes people say, what would you grab when your house on fire? Well, I'd be grabbing the diary.
So would my father, would you believe? It's a habit he picked up. He's a chemist and he picked it up in his laboratory days and he has kept a diary ever since. Now, from the minutiae of me arriving to have a socially distant visit, with the time I arrived, Francis, and the time I left.
Yeah, good man. Yeah, well, he hasn't as many as I have, I bet, because he started only in the, probably he was in his 20s if he was in the laboratory when he started, you know, when he started them, no?
I'm going to ask him, but I'm guessing it was in the 1960s as well.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. We could be vying for the first place.
Well, what you've done is absolutely beautiful, and I've had the pleasure of reading this over the past few days. It's called The Homekeeper's Diary 2021, and what you've done is you've given anecdotes, advice, and space for readers and homemakers to enter information, and it's a page per week diary in itself.
Yeah, but that's handy because it starts Monday and it ends on the Sunday. So it's designed to be left by the phone in the hall and or in the kitchen where you'd be putting down Mary's birthday or Joe's coming to see us or Granny's anniversary or whatever it might be, that you can just zoom along and see exactly what was happening for the week ahead of you. That's really what it was. And then we put in little bits and pieces along the way, you know what I mean? As we go, like I've just opened here now. Where am I? I'm on the 8th of March, and on the start of the 8th of March. Then if you go to the 11th, Tuesday the 11th, have you tried using dishwasher tablets for cleaning the oven? All you need to do is a rub one around a dampened oven, and it lifts grime away.
Would you believe I took that tip of yours one step further on Monday night and cleaned a Pyrex glass bowl?
Perfect,
and it's spotless.
You lift stuff that you never thought would lift. Absolutely. Now, it's not good for your hands, a dishwasher towel. Oh, you're wearing the marigolds, were you?
I was wearing my pink marigolds, yeah.
Good man. But there's sort of little ideas. We throw those things in. And then it's seasonal, of course, being a diary and a calendar. So we talk about rhubarb in the spring, and we talk about blackberries and apples in the autumn. We talk about your Christmas cake in November. And we give you little nudges along that you could be doing things in advance. And, you know, a Christmas cake, never said no to a glass of whiskey at the end of November and the beginning of December. Loves it. Loves a glass of whiskey.
And some wonderful quotes along the way as well. I've just turned to September 11th. And this, again, I can relate to. Are you a poor sleeper? I used to be a great man for sending texts and messages at 1 o'clock in the morning after a day at the hotel. I called it catching up until I realised that it was keeping me awake. Now I leave my phone in the living room and wake myself up with a good old-fashioned alarm clock.
That's it. That's exactly right. And the alarm clocks are available in Dun Stores. Just to tell you, we won't miss the opportunity now that you've mentioned it. So that for what you call it, that's true, because the phone was, at least you shouldn't bring the phone into the bedroom because it's just one of those annoying things. It'll ding-dong at 2:10 or 5:20 in the morning and you'll be up looking at it.
My mother is saying it to me for years. You're never off that phone and that's why you're not sleeping well at night, honestly. On the subject of mammies, yours obviously played a big part in your life and still does to this day. And she's in the book a lot. And I love the mentions you give of her and making the dinners. And she passed away earlier this year. You talk quite candidly about having the horrible job of sorting through her possessions and how you dealt with that.
Yeah. Well, I was up, you see, I was up from here, from Kerry. I went up and she was ill for just 4 days in her whole life. So we were very lucky. It was all very calm and collected and... She was 97, and the day before she died, she was chatting away, and she was perfect. I mean, she had a constant stream of visitors to the house because she knew the area very, very well. And if you came from Australia and you were a second cousin of Joe, that was a first cousin to Mary, she'd put you in the right box. So people came all the time that she wouldn't even know, but she'd know who they were by the time they were going and what exactly where they fitted in. And people were very thankful for that because it is... fantastic resource to have in the locality. She lived in the country in Sligo, just outside the town. But I used to ring her every night at 10:30. I'd give her a call. Like, no matter where I was in the world, I could be in Australia, California, wherever. And I'd give her a ring at 10:30. We'd chat through what happened, who called. Because she had more callers than the Pope, would you believe? All right?
I would.
She had she could have done with the diary. We'd even know who was coming and going. She was just great. We were very lucky, and she was my best friend, I suppose, to a certain extent, because we chatted about everything.
When it came with your siblings to sorting through her stuff, you describe fighting the urge and resisting the urge to keep wardrobes full of possessions and clothes.
The only thing I took from home, to be quite honest, that was hers, was during the clean out of our room, I found a little brown paper covered little notebook. And in which she has loads of Irish sayings in her writing when she must have been about maybe 12 or 14 in national school. And I just took that. And we have used one or two of them in the diary, actually. Here we are. I'm just looking at the 6th of September, Monday the 6th of September. I'm not going to read out the Irish, but it's in Irish, out of her book. And it's a bad wind that doesn't blow good for someone.
It's Ulk an Gwe Nach Shaden Ma the Gina Egan. I'm looking at it now. That's beautiful.
And she had all those little things, and she has one or two little poems in it. But like, she must have written it when she was 10 or 12, 13, I don't know what age. But I just took that. That's all I wanted. I didn't need anything. Listen, I could get rid of so much stuff in this house that I'm in at the moment. I wouldn't notice. If someone took 100 things out, I wouldn't even notice they were gone. As so much stuff.
Your talent as a wordsmith, you didn't lick it off the ground, as we'd say.
No, they always say I'm very like my mother. She was well able to talk for a mum, and full of chat. She was... I always say I'm a good hotel manager because I can talk about anything but don't know a lot about anything.
Well, this book really, really will change many a home in this country, I hope. It's the Homekeeper's Diary 2021. I could talk to you for hours, Francis. I mean, everything in it. Washing symbols, something I've never understood. And they're all there on one page, page 22.
54 of them.
Conversion tables for when I chance baking.
Very important. You know, nowadays you can pick up a recipe, it says a cup of flour and a stick of butter, and you're thinking, oh, glory be to God, what's that? Because
what's a stick of butter?
A stick of butter is a quarter, 4 ounces of butter that in America, when you buy a pound of butter in America, it comes in a box, not wrapped in foil paper like we have here. And in the box, it's divided into four sections, each of which are 4 ounces. A stick, the long one, they're not cut across. So when they say a stick of butter or 2 sticks of butter, you just open up the grease screw paper and throw that in because it's pre-measured, very American, very organised, always the same weight. So when you get used to it, it becomes very easy.
When will we see you on the telly again?
We're filming at the moment. John is filming today, actually. I didn't even know, but he's somewhere. I don't know where he is. For After Service next year, 4 new shows, one of which is the Alpaca Farm there, north of Newtown and Kennedy.
Would you believe those alpacas were in this very radio station?
Are you serious? Yeah, they go out to places with them, all right. Joe is, they're doing a big job up there building, with his brother, a very nice 7 or 8 very nice self-catering cottages, which will be available next year. So we're all over the place for 4 shows for next year. But it'll be the autumn of next year because they're all big shows and they won't be ready for the spring.
Understood. The Homekeeper's Diary 2021, I should also say it's hardback, which makes it durable and handier around the house as well.
Just to say, Dave, it's available there in Bridge Street Bookshop in County Wicklow, friends of mine where I did signings in the past. We can't do any signings this year, you see. A bit of a pity, we can't do anything like that, but it's available there.
Down beside the bridge itself in Wicklow Town.
A beautiful little bookshop, and give them the support.
Francis Brennan, a pleasure, and we'll talk again soon. Stay well.
Right, Dave. Thanks.